You're listening to SBS News.
The arrival hall at Sydney International Airport is once again brimming with international students. One of those students is Zalbi Flores. He has waited almost 2 years to come to Australia to study management, a process he says was very challenging.
Actually, it's hard because on the first year, we're really hoping that we can enter. But sad to say, due to pandemic, the quarantine was extended and extended. But at least now we're here.
While Mr. Flores will be starting his degree, there are 130,000 international students waiting to complete their studies at Australian universities. Katrina Jackson is the CEO of Universities Australia. She says the border closures had a material impact on the tertiary sector.
Australian universities are really resilient, but you can't pretend we didn't lose $1.8 billion last year, mostly because of the border closures, but we can't pretend there hasn't been damage. The problem for us is every student you lost in the first year, you don't have in the second, third and fourth years, so there's a tail, so it will take time to come back.
Education policy expert Dr. Melinda Hildebrandt says that means those students who had planned to study in Australia would have gone elsewhere in the meantime.
Where borders were open, students were able to make those visa applications, and so us in Australia and New Zealand, we're lagging behind because our borders are really only reopening to those students. In a pre-pandemic world, Australia was the second largest destination market for international students.
The hospitality industry has also suffered staff and customer shortages due to border closures. At this restaurant, Kowloon Stir Fry, owner Howin Chu says the return of eligible visa holders is welcome.
Having international students back, and mainly China and Hong Kong, would actually rebuild our businesses back, because obviously they basically play a big role and percentage of our market share.
Migration consultant George Lombard says skilled migrants are also being welcomed back because they're in high demand.
We're aware of an enormous unmet need within Australia. We need these skills to be here. And we know that there are thousands, probably 50,000 people overseas ready to come to Australia to fill those needs.
Among those skilled migrants is this software engineer from India. He says the border closure affected his career.
It was like waiting for this pandemic to get over and carry on with our lives. So it impacted personally for me and my family.
Many like him are hoping the borders reopening will help get their plans and their lives back on track. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.